This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. غرباء 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 غرباء
Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmeen Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. Well, earlier today, I asked a question to all of you, and that question was, what is the greatest gift you've ever been given? And I asked people to message us at serenity@onelegacyradio.com. I also got responses on Facebook on my page. And subhanAllah, reading through the responses that you all shared actually, you know, really, really made me happy. And subhanAllah put a smile on my face. And I hope, inshallah, as I share these stories, that it will do the same for you. A lot of these stories are very inspiring. And, you know, inshallah, I look forward to sharing them. I want to begin, you know, kind of by talking about what inspired this idea. And it has to do with actually one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Al-Wahhab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ways He describes Himself, one of His 99 attributes is Al-Wahhab. And Al-Wahhab means the one who loves to give gifts. Hiba is a gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who loves to give gifts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives and gives and gives gifts. Now, when you reflect on the nature of a gift, you'll find that a gift is not something that we buy, right? A gift is something that we're given, and we never really paid the price for it. It isn't something we can say we deserve. Rather, a gift is something that's just given to us, and we never really paid for, and we never deserved necessarily, but we're still given this thing. And so when we look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we reflect on what He's given us, we find that every single thing that Allah has given us is a gift. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab, and Allah loves to give gifts. This means that you know, the things that I have, the blessings that I have, are not things that I have paid for, are not things that I deserved to have. Now, it goes along with this that when something is given to me, I'm grateful for it. However, when something that does not belong to me, or something that I didn't, you know, work for, I didn't deserve necessarily, what happens then when it's taken away? And this is really where we get into the concept of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that indeed we belong to Allah and to Him we return. Everything that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything we quote-unquote own, actually belongs to Allah. And it's given to us as a gift, but it is something still that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take. And when we have the right perspective, and we have the right understanding about everything we have in this life, and that it all is a gift, then we have the proper response when something is taken, or if that gift you know, is given to someone else and not given to me. We realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whom He pleases, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds from whom He pleases. But even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does withhold from us, He is still giving. This is part of really being able to see the unseen, and being able to understand. A lot of us, we think that you know, we look at the world through our eyes, right? We think that it's through our eyes that we really see things, and it's through our mind that we really understand things. But truly, it's actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that it's the heart that really sees, and it's the heart that really understands things. If the heart is clean, then it will see things as they really are. And if the heart is clean, then it will understand things as it really is. And so our hearts are able to see that even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I may see with my eyes that Allah has withheld from me, and yet with my heart I understand that Allah is actually giving me. And there are actually some examples, subhanAllah, one beautiful example that I received to this effect. When I asked the question, what was the greatest gift that you were ever given? One of the responses reads, the best gift I ever got was being rejected from medical school the first time. It forced me to put my life in perspective. Before, I had put the ambition of becoming a doctor second to nothing, and I lost myself in the dunya without realizing. It was a wake-up call, and from then, I am more conscious of Allah, of His signs, and most importantly, of my heart. I'm still struggling, but now I know is in the way of Allah. Any medical school has lost its glamour, even though I haven't begun, as it is now just a vehicle in which, in the future, I can help people for the sake of Allah. And inshallah, my intentions will remain clean and again and gain blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great blessings have befallen me the year after my rejection. By Allah, I have been able to live and volunteer in Japan for 5 months, been able to see the solar eclipse, Jupiter crosses the face of the sun, see a double rainbow, meet so many wonderful people from the other side of the world, the wonderful signs of His greatness. Alhamdulillah, now I understand the blessings hidden in patience and sincere dua. SubhanAllah. So, you know, this is one of those stories that really inspired me, because you see how in her case or in his case, you'll find that it is in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholding that was actually the greatest gift that this person had, that by actually being rejected from medical school, this person was given something so much more than, you know, the medical school admission itself. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives us by withholding. Someone else writes, Assalamu alaikum, sister. Your question is a very beautiful one, but a very difficult one. The first thing that pops up in your mind when you talk about gifts is, what was my most beautiful birthday present? But the thing is that I cannot remember a single material thing in my life for which I was the most grateful. To be honest, the first things that popped up in my mind was, I am grateful for the last days I could spend with my grandmother, who passed away 10 years ago now. Allah irhamha. I learned a lot from that experience, and that period just marked everything I did after that. I thank Allah very often for all the good things He gave me and for all the things He didn't give me, because I am convinced that in the latter there must be something good as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You know, and subhanAllah, you know, these stories really, they really inspire us. And you can see how people's experience, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them, they are thankful. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, they are patient. And in that patience, they're actually given. And you see how, although this person's grandmother was taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave, and Allah gave that time, with this person's grandmother before she passed away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave after that as well. Anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, He also gives. And anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, He also gives. Allah is always giving us. The problem is that we sometimes don't see it. We sometimes don't understand it. And it goes back to the state of the heart. Because again, it is the heart that sees, and it is the heart that understands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes people who have hearts that they don't understand with. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. That here Allah is describing not that they have minds that they don't understand with, but that they have hearts that they don't understand with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah that it is not the eyes that go blind, but it is the heart inside the chest that goes blind. So we understand from these ayat that it's our heart that understands our world, and it's our heart that sees our world. If that heart is healthy, and it is salim, and it is clean, then we will see things as they really are. And even when something seems to the outside world as being a loss, or being a so-called bad thing that has happened, that heart will be able to understand it as it really is, and see the gift in it and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually giving that person even when he seems to be taking. Inshallah, we will take a short break now. And go ahead, inshallah, and add your stories to the chat box about this question of what was the greatest gift you have ever been given. Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmin Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. We are speaking today about gifts. We are covered in gifts every single day of our lives by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we're talking about today is what we consider to be the greatest gifts that we've ever been given. And it's really interesting as I go through your responses, and alhamdulillah, we've gotten many, many responses. As I go through them, it's really, really, it's fascinating to look at the types of responses that we do have. And you'll find that so many of them actually come in the form of hardship, come in the form of things that people would normally not consider to be a gift, things that people would normally want to avoid. And yet, these are actually the things that people are naming as their greatest gifts. We had someone mention that one of the greatest gifts was that she was actually rejected from medical school, and then all the gifts that came as a result of that. Another one actually reads, "Hi, Sister Yasmin Mujahid. The best gift I have ever been given is being hit with anxiety. I have never known what it was until I was diagnosed with it. I had been feeling really down for the past 3 years and did not know why. Everything in my life just kept going from bad to worse. And I kept thinking it couldn't get any worse, and it always did. Getting anxiety just pushed me to rock bottom, especially because at the time I did not know what it was. I explained my situation to a friend, and she said to me something that has changed. She said, 'Pray.' That day, I was at home, and being a Muslim who had not prayed in years, I heard the adhan, and I thought, 'I'm going to pray,' and I did, and it has changed my life completely." So subhanAllah, you see in this inspirational story as well, that it was the anxiety that brought her to pray. It was actually the anxiety, that someone who had not prayed in years was driven to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray. And it was because of the anxiety. Again, something that is a hardship, something that people, don't normally think would be considered a gift. And yet, this became the greatest gift that she ever had, because it led her to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly, really the definition of good. Of anything that's good, of anything that's a blessing for us, would be anything that brings us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, sometimes it does come in the form of a hardship. Sometimes it does come in the form of what seems as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is withholding. We have, alhamdulillah, we have so many people sharing their stories. Another message says, "The best gift I have ever been given was from my creator, sustainer, master, and protector, Allah. He allowed me to visit his glorious house and palace during one of the most beloved times of the year, the last 10 days of Ramadan. He allowed me to follow the sunnah of the beloved messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and do i'tikaf at Masjid al-Haram. For 10 days I ate, drank, slept, prayed, and glorified my Lord day and night in complete peace and serenity." That really is a gift, subhanAllah. This is the best gift that any man or woman can ask for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to visit his beloved house. Ameen. Wow, subhanAllah, that really is a gift. And these are the things that are priceless. These are the things that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gift us with as well. May Allah bless you and make dua for us, inshallah, that we can do the same. So another message reads, "Assalamu alaikum, Ustada. The best gift I have ever received from Allah was my husband. He is the best friend that was hand-selected for me when destinies were being written. Although we argue from time to time and don't always see eye to eye, in fact, the fact is that alhamdulillah, he is my soulmate. He is the rock I fall back on and the support that keeps me standing. He can take me from the tears of sorrow to the tears of laughter within seconds. Alhamdulillah, He is the greatest gift I have ever received. And I pray that Allah always protects our marriage and grants us an eternity together of love, peace, and happiness in this world and the next. Ameen. See you at Isna, inshallah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your marriage and protect this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that Allah says that if you thank Him and if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will increase you. وَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah tells us, if you thank Him, if you are grateful, then I will increase you. So we know that the more that we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that we thank Allah, the more we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more He increases us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always make us thankful, to always make us grateful, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never withholds His blessings from us. Another message reads, Salam sister, my name is Ra'ida and I used to work at a hospital with post-neurosurgery patients. I used to spend time with them and help them with basic tasks such as walking and eating. There was a patient, about 90-year-old woman, diagnosed with late-stage brain tumor. She used to love seeing me every day. When I was leaving the job, she gave me a surprise gift. She had asked her granddaughter to bring a French scarf that her father-in-law had presented to her as a gift when she got married to her husband. She gave it to me because I wore the hijab, and she felt that the hijab would be something that I would always keep close to me and remember her. It was a very important gift to me because it made me realize and reflect upon my intention of wearing my hijab. I never realized that another non-Muslim would be able to see my love for my hijab that I unconsciously had. After receiving her gift, I realized that my hijab brings so much positivity around me, which I never consciously felt like it existed. That was the best gift I have ever received, and it is a very special gift to me. Jazakallah khair. And jazakallah khair to all of you for these really beautiful stories. SubhanAllah, when I thought to, you know, about this question, I'm pleasantly surprised by the answers. Alhamdulillah, these are really beautiful stories. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all. This one reads, I cry to Allah when I call Him or look His creation. It wonders me how Allah has made such perfection in His creation when you look at them, including myself. And you know, subhanAllah, this is the thing about reflecting on the creation of Allah. The more that you really look at and reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including our own selves, the more you realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's His majesty and His glory. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation that He made, you know, Allah says, for example, in Surah Al-Mulk, when you look at the sky, you can't find any fault in it. You can't find, you know, like a little crack in it. And Allah says, you know, look back. Tarji al-basar hal tara min futur. When you look at, you know, you look at it once, you look at the creation of Allah, you look at the sky or you look at the moon, and it's like overwhelming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look back, and do you find any fault in it? And Allah tells us that when you look, you know, even just looking at the creation of Allah, it overwhelms you. It overwhelms the eyes and the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that as an ayah, as a sign. Another message reads, Assalamu alaikum. My name is Arafat Hussein and I'm from Bangladesh. The best gift I got from Almighty Allah is my health. There is a proverb that health is better than wealth. Every time I see any human being physically challenged, I always try to thank my Creator, Allah, that I have no physical damage. Secondly, my favorite sport is football, and again, alhamdulillah, for my better health, I can play my sport very well. Thank you so much, and I'm happy to share my feelings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with good health. Indeed, health is one of the greatest gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good health and to give health, good health to all those who are sick. Qulu ameen. The next message says, my name is Ra'ida. This person actually shares in another message, a separate message. says, Salam, Sister Yasmeen, my greatest gifts are the opportunity of knowing you and Brother Nauman from Facebook and YouTube. I was in deep sins before. I did so many bad things over and over again until I was depressed and suicidal, until I listened to your lectures and Brother Nauman's lecture. Alhamdulillah, after that, I turned back to Allah, and that was really a turning point when I wrote to you and you replied. I am now still struggling, but I am stopping doing sins, alhamdulillah. Please continue to pray for me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you and to continue to help you in that path that you've taken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and keep you firm, inshallah. The best gift I've ever given is in an actual physical present through a person was, off the top of my head, my grandmother's ring that she gave me before she passed away. But in a deeper sense, the best gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me out of everything is my very understanding and kind parents, including my stepfather, who was so kind and has helped raise me to be who I am, alhamdulillah. There are so many things that I randomly just appreciate about them. I feel so lucky. And you know, subhanAllah, it is one of the greatest gifts is actually being able to recognize the greatest gifts that you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you because you're able to be grateful and be thankful for those things. And you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you and your family, and you know, your parents and your stepfather as well. Another message reads, the best gift I was given was this Ramadan. Allah opened up my heart to really show me what Islam was all about. And One Legacy Radio contributed a lot as well. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for showing me the correct path. I used to think that praying 5 times a day and reading the Quran daily was hard to do and that I don't have time. But thankfully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me. That's the best gift ever. May Allah keep you firm. And continue to bless you, you know, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is really, truly the greatest blessing. This message reads, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Yasmeen. I pray you are in the best of health and iman, inshallah. I will make this short and sweet, as I know you will be receiving many other emails too. The best gift I have ever received is the gift of Umrah, paid for entirely by my grandmother, who my husband and I also took with us. The first and only time I had visited the most sacred place on earth, which was this year. Alhamdulillah, I will never forget it. Jazakallah khair, Sister Layla. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with visiting his house. And those who have visited, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with returning there. This reads, best gift is Islam. Why? So we can go to Jannah, inshallah. Very short and sweet and very true. It is true that of all the gifts we have, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wahhab has really blessed us with many, many gifts. But again, out of all of those gifts, the greatest gifts is the gift of Islam. One of the du'as that we're supposed to make regularly in the morning and in the evening is Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan wa rasoola. And what this means is I have rida. I'm contented with Allah as my Lord, Islam as my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as my prophet and messenger. And really this is, you know, when you really boil it down, having those three things is enough to keep a person content, is enough for a person. And we have, alhamdulillah, those things. And as believers, we have those things and much more. But those really are the greatest gifts that we have. Assalamu alaikum. I would say the best gift I've ever gotten would be the gift of enlightenment and knowledge of right from wrong. Knowing Islam's true purpose and leading life in that manner would be the ultimate gift for anyone, in my opinion. Jazakallah khair, Fariha. Alhamdulillah, and indeed that is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has given you the gift of guidance, he really has given you the greatest gift. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm in that. Ameen. This person writes, the best gift I have ever got is a true friend. They are hard to come by. Alhamdulillah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you if he has blessed you with a true friend. And they are indeed hard to come by. You know, especially when you have a friend that, you know, where your love for that friend is for the sake of Allah, and the love of you for that friend and the love of that friend for you is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many very powerful ahadith about this, that even the prophets and the martyrs would look at, you know, the position that such people would have on the Day of Judgment, that the position that they would have in the hereafter, and actually, you know, want that because of the such, you know, the high status and the high reward for those who loved each other for the sake of Allah. And so, you know, those types of friendships, those types of relationships are very, very priceless, and they are very hard to find. And especially those friends that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those friends that you know, they're a mirror for you, in the sense that when you make a mistake or you're hurting yourself ultimately in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're there to tell you. They're there to be a reflection for you and remind you, and not in a way that's demeaning or in a way of putting you down, but out of sincere love and care for you. Those really are the friends that are extremely hard to find and are very, very, you know, very strong blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person writes, best gift I've ever given and been ever gotten is life. A big thank you to my mother for giving me the gift of life. She has gone through so much pain to bring me up. Now at 20 years, I finally realize Allah Ta'ala has given me life and my mother brought me into this world 20 years ago. Love you, Mama. You have given me the best gift ever. I may not be able to listen to this, but anyways, please to quote me. And this person writes from Singapore. MashaAllah, we know that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, this again about the sacrifices that our mothers have made for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your mother and to reward her and all the mothers for the sacrifices that we make every day as mothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, reminds us of the treatment that we owe to our mothers for these sacrifices. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Jannah, that heaven, is at the feet of your mother. So indeed, showing gratitude to your parents, you know, it's part of the prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Quran, that, you know, we are supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, you know, show gratitude and ihsan, the most beautiful of behavior and demeanor to our parents. And we ask Allah to make that easy for us. Ameen. The best gift, this person writes, the best gift I have ever gotten has to be my mother, my father, my siblings, and my friends. And as corny as it sounds, the gift of life, alhamdulillah. It doesn't sound corny at all. It most definitely is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, because it is due to that gift of life that we are able to know Him and we're able to worship Him and we're able to love Him and eventually, inshallah, be with Him in Jannah. Allah has chosen us while He has not chosen others to take that path, and we have most definitely to be grateful for that. This message reads, Assalamu alaikum, being blessed with parents and a family is the best gift anyone can ever receive. May Allah bless you and your family and keep all the family strong. You know, subhanAllah, there are a lot of forces that can separate families, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our families and our communities, inshallah. Someone writes, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Yasmeen. My name is Richard. The best gift I received was that of life. I was born premature at 25 weeks, weighing only 1 pound, 13 ounces. Not breathing for about 10 minutes. I was pronounced dead by doctors. When I suddenly gave a gasp and started breathing on my own, I shouldn't have survived, but by Allah's will and grace that I am alive today, alhamdulillah. The further gift was I reverted to Islam 13 years ago. I've had a hard life as a result of my birth. I have cerebral palsy as well as a severe stutter, despite my difficulties. 3 years ago, I had the urge to give back. I started on the path to become a formal Islamic scholar. With my stutter, it's been more difficult than most, but I'm determined to attain my goal, inshallah. I hope my knowledge will teach others and bring them closer to Allah. especially those who are disabled, to give strength, never to give up. May Allah keep us close to Allah no matter what happens to us in this world. Jazakallah khair, Brother Richard. Wow, subhanAllah, that is a very powerful story. These are real stories. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your path easy and grant you tawfiq, grant you success in every endeavor that you make for His sake. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that reward in this life and the next, inshallah. May Allah bless you for the effort that you're making. Inshallah, we will go ahead and take another break now. And when we return, we'll continue reading your stories about the greatest gift that you've ever been given. Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmin Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. We are speaking today about gifts, and about those gifts that we feel were the greatest gifts ever given to us. Essentially, we're speaking today about gratitude and recognizing the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us throughout our lives. We've shared some very inspirational stories from you, the listener, and we continue to share those now. One person writes, "The greatest gift I received so far is awareness of Islam. I'm going through a broken marriage, and I was so addicted to my husband to the level it caused me a lot of pain. I was unable to function. I found about your lectures, and indeed they made me stand again. Alhamdulillah." SubhanAllah, the awareness of our ultimate purpose is really one of the greatest gifts, and it is that which allows us to really be able to handle anything that does come our way. It's only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the grace of Allah that we are able to handle those things. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your trial easy for you and grant you nearness to Him, inshallah, ameen. Another person writes, "How come I'm safe here and not in Syria and all the other Muslims? How is it that I'm not in Somalia suffering hunger? I just hope all these gifts won't end up becoming a great trial for my iman. All I can say is Alhamdulillah, Allah made me Muslim." May Allah bless you for realizing, the gifts that you have and that others don't have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells us again, we said that وَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you are thankful to Allah, He increases you. The problem is that if we are not thankful, that's when the blessing itself can become a trial. And so we have to be thankful, and also we have to be patient. One point that I want to remind you and myself is that when we are given these blessings, we also need to be very patient. We need to exert sabr when we are blessed as well as when we are tested. And what does that really mean? In fact, scholars say that it requires more sabr, more patience during times of ease than during times of hardship. And a lot of people would ask, how is that even the case? But if you really look at it, you'll find that during times of ease, it's much easier to become heedless. It's much easier to become distracted. It's much easier to forget who is the source of your ease, who is the source of your blessings. And it's much easier to attach your heart to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of ease. And so it requires with having those gifts, with having, the blessing of your husband or your fiance or your money or your health, or any of these things that Allah has given you, that it's during those times that you really have to really hold to that patience of remembering first and foremost who it came from and being thankful to Him, but also being careful not to let it distract you from the remembrance of Allah, to be careful not to let it become something that you love more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and striving in His cause. And this is something that Allah warns us about in the Quran, that we should never allow any of these gifts that Allah has given us of our family, of our jobs, of our commerce, any of these things, our dwellings, our houses, that none of those things should ever be more beloved to us than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His cause. And so that is part of the need for sabr. That's the reason why we have to have patience in the times of ease as well. And it's also why sometimes it's harder to have patience in the times of ease, because when something is taken from you, or you're with, you know, something is withheld from you, sometimes we really don't have a choice but to be patient. It's sometimes when we're given that there's all these options, and now it becomes maybe more of a fitna, more of a trial for us to stay focused, to stay committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and to remember always who gave you that gift. And to remember always that that gift can come and that gift can go, and to never become ultimately attached to the gift itself, but remembering that our ultimate attachment should be to the giver and not to the gift itself. We have, subhanAllah, so many more inspiring stories. This person writes, it is amazing how many of us found peace and of mind again after reading your articles and listening to your show, dear sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and give you many gifts in al-akhirah for all the gifts you give in dunya. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept and definitely any good that came out of anything I've ever written or said is only solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that in and of itself is a gift, because I definitely never deserved it, and I never did anything to pay for it, and it isn't because if there's something that someone says that's true or beneficial to you, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives gifts to the most undeserving people. Never think that it's because that person is better than you. It's simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah is al-Wahhab, He loves to give gifts. And gifts are given to those who don't deserve them. So it's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there's anything that I've said that was wrong, it's from my own self. Someone writes, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Yasmeen. Probably having found you in this Ramadan was my greatest gift in this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you more and more in this life and hereafter, inshallah. Allahumma ameen. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Again, all good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only the mistakes are my own. Someone else, let's see, we have, subhanAllah, so many powerful stories. This person writes, my best gift was when my dream to travel to the U.S. to work as a doctor faded away by my dad's illness. I then stayed in Egypt, not aware that Allah is just planning for me to be a valuable person. For more than a year, I have been taking place in Egypt's revolution and now preparing to head to Syria, inshallah, with a medical convoy. Now I know why I was meant to be a surgeon. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. This is one story among many where you see that sometimes things don't work out the way you plan them or the way you want them, and you don't realize at all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something so much better planned for you. And this is a story that actually I've shared before in one of my pieces, of when my son was younger and he was trying to be very independent. And so he wanted to kind of do, he was going through that stage. He was just short of 2 years old, and he was going through that stage where he wanted to do everything on his own. And as he was trying to get out of the car, he wanted to get out on his own. And so I was kind of just observing, and letting him do what he can. And then as soon as he got out of the car, he wanted to shut the car door. But from where I was standing, I could see that if I let him shut the car door himself, the edge of the car door would actually hit him in the head and hurt him. And so at that point, I intervened, right? I carried him and I shut the car door myself. Well, at this, he was just beside himself. He was very upset. And he just started crying hysterically and was very upset that he didn't get to do it the way he wanted, and get to shut the car door himself. And subhanAllah, I was reflecting on this story and the fact that we are much like, this child, ourselves in our lives, that we want to do things a certain way. We want things to work out the way we want them to. And we don't see that sometimes things don't happen the way we want them, but it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intervening, and He knows best. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us. from harming ourselves. And it's a harm that we don't see, you know, just like Zahid didn't see that, you know, that if he did it, if I let him do it the way he wanted to, he would hurt himself. He couldn't see that in the place where he was. And subhanAllah, this is how we are. We don't see the unseen. We don't see the future. We don't understand that we might really, really want things to work out a certain way, really want to marry a certain person, really want to get into a certain school, you know, really want to have a particular degree or career or whatever it is, you know, from big to small. But we don't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And, you know, this is what Allah reminds us in the Quran. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. It may be that you hate something and it is good for you. And it may be that you love something and it is bad for you. And Allah knows and we do not know. Allah ends the ayah with this statement. Allah is the one who knows best. Allah sees what we don't see. So we really need to have more trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you see in this story, this is among many beautiful stories about how things didn't work out the way he wanted, and to him it seemed that, you know, the door had been closed, and he wanted to close the door, but he realizes, you know, like in the story of the surgeon, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something better planned for him, and Allah always has something better planned for us, but we need to have more trust than we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and we don't know. So, inshallah, continue to write your stories in the chat box. We have. Someone writes, my greatest gift has been my divorce. I have learned about myself and what I am made of during this time, and I'm grateful to have a second chance at life, love, and happiness. Alhamdulillah for the grace of God in providing me. Alhamdulillah for the grace of God in providing me with everything I needed to exit my marriage with a healthy mind. Subhanallah, and, you know, this is again one of those situations where Allah knows and we don't know. Sometimes people consider the end of something as being, you know, the end of the world, right? And this is, you know, sometimes how people treat it, and yet Allah knows best. Sometimes the end is really a beginning, and Allah knows best what you know, where our path leads. Someone writes, I have been struggling with depression for the past 2 years, and now I come to realize my real purpose. Alhamdulillah, this is the greatest gift for me from Allah. Jazakallah khair for your works. Sister Yasmin, you made a huge difference the way I think now. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that we see the world, you know, it has everything to do with the way we respond. And one thing that a person sees as being bad, if you have a different lens, you see it as good. You know, something is black when you have a black lens. Something is white when you have a white lens. It all depends on what's the lens that you're using. And as we know, that lens is the lens of the heart. The heart will see things as white if the heart is white, and we'll see things as black if the heart is black. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our lens, the lens of our heart, clean, so that it can see things always as white, inshallah. Someone says, subhanAllah, amazing. Similar, my dream was to become a doctor. I failed the exam. My family was not supportive and I was disappointed. But in the end, I realized these were signs of Allah. I ended up in another academic field and working on a doctorate, alhamdulillah. This opened my eyes. Allahu Akbar. Again, you know, subhanAllah, Allah is the best of planners. And this person, you know, started out somewhere, ended up somewhere completely different. I see this story a lot, actually. One of the inspiring versions, you know, one of the inspiring examples of the story is actually my sister, my older sister. You know, many of you may have heard of her, Dalia Mujahid. And, you know, when you find out where she's at now and then where she started, it's like no one could have planned that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like, for example, like right now, you know, she's the director of the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies. And, you know, she had served as an advisor on for Obama for a year appointment. And when you look at, you know, where her degree was originally, she actually got a bachelor in chemical engineering, subhanAllah. And you find that, you know, whenever she took, you know, a path, You know, when you take the path, any kind of, you know, you take the path and you have the right intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala steers you. And somehow, you know, it's interesting because when she got her degree in chemical engineering, and then she, you know, she started working, and it wasn't in a field that she was actually very passionate about. It wasn't her passion. And so she actually took a year maternity leave. And after she finished that year, she was supposed to be able to come back to work, but, you know, they didn't really, you know, because she had been gone for a year, they ended up, what they call packaging her, giving her a package, so that she could, you know, basically it's kind of like a fancy way of laying you off because you were gone for maternity leave. As a result of that, they gave her, you know, like a scholarship to go back to school. And so she used that to actually go back and get her MBA. And after getting her MBA, she was hired by Gallup. And subhanAllah, when she was hired by Gallup, she started as a strengths coach, something completely different than where she ended up. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned it for her. And she ended up being the founder, you know, and director, one of the founders and directors of Muslim Studies at Gallup. It didn't exist before that. And you see how subhanAllah Allah led her there from a place you never would have imagined. And it all happened because of things that, you know, you might not have expected it to be a good thing. You know, because she was laid off of her job that she went back to school, and then eventually ended up where she's at now. And subhanAllah, this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, works. That Allah has a plan for us that's far greater than any plans we could have for ourselves. Someone else, subhanAllah, these stories. Someone else writes, "Assalamu alaikum, Sister Yasmin. Probably." It's amazing how many of us found peace of mind in these writings. Someone says, "How come?" Yes, again, the similar stories, subhanAllah. You know, one thing you'll realize when you reflect on these stories. Is that, again, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come in different forms. Whenever we look at something and we want to know how should we respond and how should we interpret it, it's important that we understand that, again, things are not often how they seem. If we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll see that Allah always makes a way out for us. One of my favorite ayat is the ayah that I remind you and myself of, and that's the ayah that says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِمْ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah. And taqwa is this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of Allah, protecting oneself from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has that quality, Allah always makes a way out for them. And protect and provides for them from places that they never imagined. Allah is the one who always makes a way for you, no matter what the situation is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes a way out, and it's from places. You know the second part of this passage in the next ayah of this is in Surah At-Talaq. Allah says, "And وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ." Here Allah is saying that He provides for him from places that he never imagined. You know, sometimes we are looking in one direction for the gift. We're looking in one direction for the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet the provision comes from a completely different direction, one that we never expected. Sometimes this is kind of the theme of many of these stories that you've shared, is this, that we thought, you know, that our path was in one place. Maybe we thought, you know, some people had shared that they thought their path was in medical school or in moving to the United States or in, you know, sometimes marrying a certain person. And then you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something in store for you from a completely different direction. That's how Allah provides for us from places we never imagined. Someone asked, which surah is that? That's Surah At-Talaq. And it's verses 2 and 3 of Surah At-Talaq. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Thank you very much for your very inspirational stories. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless all of you and all of us with His gifts. And, tune into Serenity regularly. We are now post-Ramadan. Our schedule is Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we are live at this time every Tuesday and Thursday. That's 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock GMT, and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We ask you to support the radio station. We are a nonprofit, and this radio station is supported by listeners. Please do support the radio station by clicking on Become a Member. What this does is it gives you the opportunity to support us so that we can continue to have these types of shows and we can continue to grow. If you can support, and also please, share it with your friends and family. We want to keep shows like this on air. We want to have this for all of us. And one of the things you'll find is we have an international community here. When you go on the chat box, if I were to ask everyone to write what country they're listening from in the chat box, you'll find that, subhanAllah, we are international. We want to continue to have this place for us to come and support one another. So please do become a member, support the radio station, and share this effort with your friends. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it, to bless you all and continuously bless you with these gifts, and to always allow us to see things as they really are, even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds from us, to allow us to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gives. Even when He withholds, He gives. Someone, shared just now in the chat box, I honestly thought that accepting my first job, everything would go smoothly, but that job didn't go well for me, and I was offered a job that I rejected earlier. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. I never thought things would sort out for me in this way. And subhanAllah, there's so many stories like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of it. When you think that things are not working out, Allah has a different plan. Inshallah, continue to support the station. I'm going to take actually a moment right now and ask you to write in the chat box where you are listening from. What country are you in? We have Belgium. Layla from Belgium, Ali writing from Pakistan, guest 10101, Jazakallah khair Yasmin, greetings from Finland. As you can see, we are, subhanAllah, I'm here in Southern California, but we connect with people all over the world. We have SPS from Houston, Texas. And, anytime we ask people to really join in the conversation, realize that you are communicating with people from all over the world. We have Canada, Morocco now coming in on the chat box. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. Egypt, London, subhanAllah. May Allah continue to make this a global effort. And please, please do support the radio station. Now we have Nina, salam to everyone from Algeria, Alabama. So far we have Algeria, Alabama, London, Egypt, Houston, Texas, Hungary, Michigan, Bangladesh, Morocco, Canada, Houston, Finland, Pakistan, and Belgium. SubhanAllah. New Hampshire, Canada, Kashmir, India. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Alabama. We have more international than I had expected. SubhanAllah. InshaAllah, I ask everybody to please keep this ummah in your du'as, all those suffering all over the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will always be grateful for the gifts that He's given us, and that we will continue to be gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the greatest gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is nearness to Him. أَقُولِي قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
غُرَبَاءُ